for breakfast. Eat them with syrup and butter?
I don't know, but I can't call the name of it now. I call them flapjacks.
Okay. Any other old-fashioned names?
Flitters.
Okay. And what sort of things did you make out of cornmeal?
Cornbread and chicken dressing.
Mm-hmm. What about something you might make to eat with fish?
Fish? I don't know. Because I don't never make nothing to eat with mine but some, bake me some cornbread or eat me some light bread with them.
Uh-huh. But what about something about this size? It's fried in deep fat.
Deep fat.
Maybe it's got cornmeal and onion and pepper maybe mixed up with it.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I can't think now what they call them. Sure can't, I tell you. My mind done, I done got so old, my mind's got bad. I can't think of things.
What did people used to, you remember when people cook on the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of things would they cook?
So what would they cook?
Uh-huh.
Cook pone bread and spiders and...
What's
they make up, you know, make up meal.
Uh-huh.
And then take it up. They have it sort of stiff and take it up in the hands and make pones like that and lay it around in that spider.
Mm-hmm.
And put a lid on it and put a fall on top of the lid and have some cold up under the bottom.
Hmm.
My poor grandma used to cook. She had a great big old spider would hold 4 pounds of bread at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an old fireplace. We're right back over there. They had a fireplace and it was a big old fireplace. You know it was when it would carry a 10-foot rail in there.
10-foot?
10-foot rail. Sure would. And they cooked, she had to cook on that fireplace. And I thinks about it now lots of time. My auntie, her baby girl, grandma's baby girl, grandma would be cooking over on this side of the fireplace. And it would be cold. My auntie would have an old chair like this. She'd be sitting up over in the other corner of the fireplace.
In the other corner of the fireplace?
She sure did. Yes, sir. You can ask any of them around here mostly. They had a 10-foot fireplace. They cooked on that place, in that fireplace. And she had a big old pot about that high.
Uh-huh.
And she would had a garden up the lane there for my piece. She said, children, come go with me up here and let's get us some greens. We'd go get the greens. They had an old smokehouse off out there where they'd had dried meat at. She'd go out there and cut her down a hog jewel.
Mm-hmm.
She'd put that hog jewel on, take us with us up that garden, and she'd cut down some greens, had some called cabbage collard. She'd cut us down a load of them, and we'd go to the house. And she'd go to picking greens, and she'd send us, it was... They're about far from up here on top of that hill over yonder. We had to go across the branch to go to a spring to get water.
Mm-hmm.
She'd give all of us children a jug, 2 jugs apiece. We'd total water and she'd cook that big old pot full of collard greens and had that big old spider up there and she'd put them 4 pounds of bread in.